Chagiga Perik Beis Mishnah Vav 2:6. And now the Mishnah continues to discuss Tumah and Tahara, but we turn from washing the hands to the immersion in the mikvah. And again, the Mishnah will consider all five levels of Tumah susceptibility when it comes to food: Chulin, Maaser Sheni, Truma, Kadshim, and finally Mechatas, which actually isn't food, it's just part of Tumah water, for purifying things. And the point of the Mishnah, really, in a nutshell, is that when one is going to immerse himself in the mikvah for the sake of partaking in these foods, so he has to have specifically in mind that he's purifying himself to do so. Simply going to the mikvah and coming out the other side isn't good enough. He actually has to have in mind what he's doing. Then in contrast, that's a rabbinic injunction. Midoraisa, if a person went to a mikvah, he's tahor because the mikvah does its thing. It doesn't matter what a person was thinking in his head. But rabbinically, you have to have in mind that you're purifying yourself for a specific purpose. And the second point of our Mishnah is that if you had in mind the purpose being a lower level, like for example, you had in mind that you're going to go to the mikvah to eat Maaser Sheni, so then you cannot use that immersion to permit you to eat Truma, because that's a higher level of sanctity. Instead, you have to go back to the mikvah a second time and have consumption of Truma in mind. So the Mishnah says, Hatova l'chulin. If one goes to the mikvah in order to eat chulin. Now, that itself is a strange sentence because there's no reason why a person would have to go to the mikvah before eating chulin. A person could eat chulin, as I said in the previous Mishnah, even if he's totally tummy. However, our Mishnah is talking about a person who's a parush, who keeps himself to a very high standard of purity, to the point that he treats his chulin to some degree, or to a good degree, as if it were kadshim and eats it b'tahara. Same goes to the Rambam and with many Talmidei Chachamim that kept that standard. So if a person is going to the mikvah in order to eat his chulin, so then first of all, v'huchzak l'chulin. He has to have in mind, the word huchzak here is not used in its usual sense. It means that a person has kavana when he does it to make himself permissible to eat chulin. So then that's effective for chulin, but asur l'maser, he would be prohibited from eating Maaser. Again, we're talking here about Maaser Sheni, because Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, the first tithe, the intalevi, and the poor person's tithe, that stuff is just generic chulin. But Maaser Sheni must be eaten b'tahara, and in fact, rabbinically, one must immerse himself in a mikvah prior to eating Maaser Sheni. If you're talking about going to Yerushalayim and eating it there, you have to eat it after going to the mikvah. So if a person went to the mikvah to eat, to become tahor, but didn't have in mind Maaser Sheni, so then it doesn't work. You have to go to the mikvah a second time. And similarly, Tava l'maiser, he went to the mikvah intending to purify himself to eat Maaser Sheni. V'huchzak l'maiser, he had that in mind, the kavanah for Maaser Sheni dafka, so that's good for Maaser Sheni, but asur l'truma. If he's a kohen and wants to eat truma now, he has to go back to the mikvah a second time. And similarly, Tava l'truma, the kohen immersed himself to eat truma. V'huchzak l'truma, and he had kavanah for that purpose, so now he's tower for truma. Asur l'kodesh, he cannot eat kadshim without going back to the mikvah again to immerse one more time. And finally, tavel kodesh, the person went into the kohen. It doesn't have to be a kohen, by the way. It could be Yisrael who's going to the mikvah for the sake of eating his korban pesach. He immerses to eat kodesh. V'huchzak l'kodesh, that's his kavana specifically for kodesh. Then asur l'chatas, he can't deal with chatas, mechatas, the paraduma water, until he goes back to the mikvah again. Says the Mishnah, really, the guiding principle in the converse is tava l'chamur. If a person immersed in a mikvah with a mind for the more chamur, the more stringent level of food, so in other words, let's say for example, he immersed to eat kadshim, his pesach, his korban pesach, then mutal akal, that will also serve also to allow him to eat lesser kodesh things, like for example, maaser sheni. He eat that without going back to the mikvah. Now the Mishnah wraps up by saying tava v'lehuchzak. If a person went to a mikvah and didn't think of anything specific at all, he just went to the mikvah because that's what he did, but he didn't think this will permit me now to eat my truma or whatever it is, my sersheni, then ki'il lo taval, it's as if he didn't go to the mikvah at all, meaning he has to go to the mikvah again and have in mind specifically what he wants to purify himself for. And by the way, that is true when it comes to the four higher levels, but the truth is that if a person is eating chulin, even if he wants to eat chulin b'tahara, and he goes to the mikvah and has no specific kavana, it still will be effective for eating chulin, because anyways, like I said, there's no such obligation, and the mikvah really is effective anyways. But for the high levels, Meister Sheni on up, he must have kavana, or else he has to go to the mikvah back a second time to have specific kavana.